city, because over in the we saw the city was bad luck.
Mm.
We didn't really see the great scope of what's available and, you know, what kind of the architecture and stuff, but the very different forms and stuff that you can get in the city. The rich characters that could be, I have no idea. I mean, obviously the dark judges are always good for a story. Oh, right, yes, the robot judges, yes. But I've no idea, actually.
Judge Cal might be interesting. Judge Cal just got the... Because I'm thinking, like, because, I mean, I agree with that guy who was speaking up a minute ago about it having that early Protestant. So maybe go for something, one of the early big stories, like Judge Cal or the Robot War, or, and then kind of ease forward into... there's always Judge Death. Everybody wants to see Judge Death. Put Judge Death on the poster, I think he'd be happy now.
Somebody up the top, then I'll come down. Does somebody else?
That was just a similar question.
I've got a microphone, but I don't need it because I'm really close to you. It's a question for all of you, but specifically, Al, you talked about this being a facet of Dredd, just one facet of the character. Do you think then, and you kind of hinted just in your last answer there about kind of starting perhaps chronologically, do you think that would be, you know, would these films then open up for kind of reinvention, or do you think if there was going to be a sort of film that was the good film, it would have to perhaps do it kind of chronologically and perhaps be more than one film?
I'm not sure about doing it chronologically. What you're suggesting sounds like there's that Avengers cartoon TV series, which for at least the first season was like basically going through the Avengers, you know, going through all the stories like one week at a time. I was thinking more that because this has a kind of early feel, to kind of, I think for the sequel it would need to kind of grow beyond. If the sequel was exactly the same, I think everybody would be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I think it does need to grow and move forward. This feels like the beginning. This feels like the start. So I think any sequel, it would be, in a way, it would be chronological, just if it had, you know, anything else in it. I think it would have to move forward both in time and in terms of the city kind of developing and growing and Dredd. Growing, exactly. Getting older. Dredd grows a little in this, but it's almost infinitesimal. He sort of learns this micron of a lesson. And I think that's all you can really expect in terms of his growth. He really shouldn't be growing very much at all. Sorry, that's not really answering your question.